most people in the Keras writers group I was in had no background at all in writing. Just really good to get things out there, I think, and we felt we were breaking silence, really putting stuff out there that hasn't been said before sometimes. And I think that it's just important sometimes to go and talk to other people in similar situations and to just try and create words, poetry, whatever you like, really. I think, yes, I don't know, Sharon, do you have an idea on this?
Well, I'm just itching to come in here because just as we were preparing for this interview and we were going through the poems that we'd written, we realised that things seem so much better now than they were when we were writing about the issues that we were writing about. And we were thinking that because we can get it out there, it's no longer some issues of feeling isolated and you know, that some of the burdens that we carry, they're shared, and we've also met an amazing group of people through this. And so Viv and I were both saying, as we were reading our poems of old, that was then, but this is now, and the now is different. It's moved on. And is it because we've written about it and got it out, and we're now in a different perspective? And we both thought it was a very interesting retrospective way of looking at things, you know, to not only is there the joy of writing and the sharing with other carers, but there's this added value that you get. It gives you this retrospective look of how things were. You've got a snapshot of how things were then, so you've got a measurement to say, hey, actually, we've moved out of that area a little bit or a lot, and things are better. So immensely valuable, not just for the then, but for the now. The next poem is called I Cry, and this was written when I realised that it was very hard to talk about my caring role amongst a group of other people who had no idea what it meant to care for with a mental illness. And it was about my crying silent tears. I cry because I have learnt to feel sorry for myself. I cry because I'm jealous of other mothers' sons. I cry for the lost dreams and hopes of my boy. I cringe when others inquire of his health. I cringe and cry when I hear well-meaning but ignorant words. What? How? Why do I begin to reply? And where do I end? I usually shrug and say, okay.
My poem called Balance Sheet, Shortchanged, was written because Mary Lynn was keen that I wrote about the fact that carers' work is not counted in New Zealand's GDP, that my background is economics, and it always struck me as really wrong that it is not counted in there. So this is my poem. What price the care that I can do that no one else can or will? What price the sacrifice of my life and liberty and all? In the balance sheet of life, I do not count. I work harder than I did when paid well for my profession. They value so lowly who pay me less than I care to confess. What? Nothing? I do not count. They know the price of everything and the value of nothing, so I'm not counted in the balance sheet of life. Like housework only noticed when not done, if I was not here, my son would be in full-time care and so finally would be counted in my country's GDP. With thanks to Oscar Wilde, I have nothing to declare but my pricelessness. To some with special needs, I count.
Thank you for the poem from Viv and Sharon, for having written collectively by all those who attended the Nelson Writing Group.